morning. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the Holy Spirit speaking to our hearts, giving us revelation and understanding. Father, I pray that you would enable me by your Spirit to communicate this word in the way, Lord, that you've revealed it to my heart. And I pray that every person would hear it, Father, in that same way, by the help of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for that. We acknowledge his help and his aid today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Luke chapter 4, verse 31. Luke chapter 4, verse 31. Somebody say, thank God for the word.
Thank God for the word.
Amen. Praise God. I remember Brother Hagin talking about that in the 40s and 50s was the great healing revival. And he noticed that some of the ministers were building, they were building their ministries on the spiritual gifts, which we want the spiritual gifts and we need the spiritual gifts and we believe in the spiritual gifts. But he said the Lord showed him, you need to build your ministry on the word, not on spiritual gifts. Build your ministry on the word of God and let that be the foundation. The spiritual gifts are added, you know, to that. And he noticed the ministers that built on just on the spiritual gifts but didn't have any foundation in the word, and they faded from the scene. But his ministry not only continued through that period, but actually it became worldwide after that period because he built on the word of God.
Amen.
And so the word of God is so important to us. Amen?
Amen.
We can take that in our personal lives. We need to build on the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Build our lives on God's word. Praise God. Thank God for experiences. And I believe in them. I've had many supernatural experiences with God. But all those experiences flowed from a foundation of God's word.
Amen.
Amen. Any true experience, that we have to have that foundation. So the word is vital. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So here we go with the word today. Luke chapter 4, verse 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. Now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. And when the demon had thrown him in their midst, it came out of him and did not hurt him. Then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word this is, for with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out.
Amen.
I want to talk to us today, and then probably next week we'll spend time on it as well. The title is Authority and How to Use It.
Yes,
authority and How to Use It. So it says they were astonished. First of all, it says that the people that were around Jesus, they were astonished at his teaching, for his word was with authority. In other words, he spoke with authority. He spoke with authority. So number one, Jesus spoke with authority in his teaching. That's something that I noticed. As I was growing up, the church that I went to, I remember when in Sunday school class, we would sit around and discuss the Sunday school lesson, and everybody would kind of offer an opinion. But I guess I never really noticed anything about that until I started hearing teachers after I got spirit filled. I started hearing teachers teaching the message of faith, and I noticed, wow, these guys, it was like they said about Jesus, they're teaching with authority.
Amen.
They're not saying, oh, well, you know, we think it might be this, and nobody really knows. But they were teaching with authority. God's word says this, and God will do this.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Now, again, there's a place for, you know, there are some things in the scripture that you need to say, well, you know, I'm not really sure what that is, but, you know, but a lot of it we can say with authority. Yes, God will do this. Yes, this is what God has promised. Amen?
Amen.
And that's how Jesus taught. They were astonished because the Pharisees were used to just kind of sitting around and debating and offering conjecture, but Jesus taught with authority. Amen?
Amen.
His teaching, his word, they were astonished at his teaching. It says, for his word was with authority. Praise God. And then the second thing in this we see is that Jesus exercised authority over demons. His teaching, his word was with authority, but then also he exercised authority over demons. Notice it says it's an observation that the people made in verse 36. It says, then they were all amazed and spoke among themselves, saying, what a word this is, for with authority and power he commands. Notice those three words, authority, power, and command. Those are all important words in understanding the authority that Jesus operated in, and what I'm building up to is the authority that Jesus has given to us.
Amen.
Amen. So in order for us to operate in the authority that Jesus delegated to us, in order for us to operate or use it properly, we need to see how Jesus operated.
Right.
Amen. It says with authority and power, he commands the unclean spirits and they come out. So the third thing in this is that Jesus used his authority by commanding the unclean spirits. So the first point, Jesus spoke with authority in his teaching. And then secondly, Jesus exercised authority over demons. And then thirdly, Jesus used his authority by commanding. How was that authority released? It says he commands. He commands. Amen? He commands the unclean spirits and they come out. Praise God. The New Living Translation, verse 36, it says this, amazed, the people exclaimed, what authority and power this man's words possess. Even evil spirits obey him, and they flee at his command.
Amen.
Notice that. What authority and power this man's words possess. Whether you know it or not, your words possess authority and power as well.
Amen.
Amen. It says here, evil spirits obey him and they flee at his command. So we see this, Jesus released authority and power through words that he spoke.
Amen.
And that's the way that you and I release the authority and the power that Jesus gives us. It's through words that we speak.
Amen.
Amen. Now, a few verses later, just two verses later, verse 38, we see a whole nother situation coming up here that we need to look at. In verse 38 of Luke 4, it says, now he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother, this is Simon Peter, this is the Apostle Peter. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever. So in other words, Peter's mother-in-law was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. In other words, they came to Jesus and they said, would you please help her? She's very sick. She has a high fever. She's very ill. They made request of him concerning her. So verse 39, look at it with me. So he stood over her and did what?
He rebuked
the fever. He rebuked the fever and it left her.
Amen.
What did Jesus do? He spoke to the fever. He rebuked the fever. And he didn't say, would you please go? That's not a rebuke, is it?
No.
Get off of her.
Amen.
That's why he said something like that. Leave her now.
Amen.
Amen. He rebuked the fever and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. In God's Word translation, it says it this way, he bent over her, ordered the fever to leave, and it went away. He ordered the fever to leave, and it went away. Amen. The Bible in basic English says it this way. Do we have that one? Yeah. He went near her, and with a sharp word, he gave orders to the disease, and it went away from her. Praise God. He gave orders to the disease, and it went away from her. So Jesus, with a sharp word, gave orders to this disease. He talked to this disease. He said, you fever, you disease that's afflicting her body, get away from her.
Amen.
Something on that order, something like that. That's how he exercised authority over sickness and over disease. Amen. Now, I want to pick up from Matthew's account of this same incident in Matthew chapter 8. After verses 14 and 15 talk about the healing of Peter's mother-in-law, and then immediately following that in the same place there in Peter's house, All the people gathered around. Verse 16, it says, that evening, many, everybody say many. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. He cast out the spirits with a simple command and healed all the sick. So we see here, the point is this, Jesus exercised authority over demons, over disease, and over sickness. Amen? Can we agree on that? Jesus exercised authority over demons, over disease, and over sickness. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 9. In Luke chapter 9, we see that Jesus authorized his disciples in the same way that he was operating. He authorized his disciples to do the same thing. In Luke chapter 9, verse 1, it says, then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them, everybody say gave them.
Yeah. Gave them.
And gave them power and authority over some demons, but not all. Over a few demons, but not the big ones. No. And gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. The same realm that Jesus exercised authority over demons, over disease, he gave his disciples the same authority, the same power over demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. I used to love, I don't know if they still have it on the wall there. Do they still have it on the wall at Northside Forsyth? Back when it was Baptist North, do they take it down? That's unfortunate. When it was Baptist North Hospital, you'd walk in and over to the left, they had on the wall in big letters, he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and heal the sick. And I thought, whew, I'm in the right place to go and minister to someone today. Amen. Praise God. They still have some good people in there. We were in there. Paul and I went in. Paul Spicer went with me Thursday night to minister to someone that was in ICU. And this is what we did. I already had the Lord had already been talking to me about this message. And boy, I thought I'm gonna try this out. I'm gonna do this.
Amen.
We're gonna go in there and we're gonna speak to this disease.
Yes,
and we had to suit up. This guy was in ICU. We had to wear a gown. We had to wear gloves. You know, and he had a really serious infection. And so we went in and anointed him with oil, and we spoke to that disease. We spoke to that infection. We commanded it to go. And he's out of ICU now. Praise God. He got out of ICU, and he's getting better. So thank God for that. Amen?
Amen.
But anyway, there was this guy's nurse was such a precious young lady, and she was, we went in there. She knew we were coming to pray, and I had oil to, and I thought, I don't know if they'll let me anoint him with oil. We got to put all this stuff on. And she said, oh, yes, yes. And I could tell she was right there with us, believing. And so I said, well, we're going to pray now. She said, yes. She says, I'm a believer in Jesus, and he is the ultimate healer.
Amen.
And I thought, wow, this is awesome. Amen. So they still have some great people in there, even though they may have taken the slogan down. They're still believers in there. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. All right. Praise God. Don't any of you go there just to check it out, okay? We want to keep you all out of the hospital, okay? So. All right. Somebody says, well, I think I'll go. No. Amen. If you need to, go, but we want to keep you out of there. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So Jesus gave them power and authority over all demons, it says, and to cure diseases. And then it says he sent them. Everybody say he sent them. See, in the sending, the authority comes with the sending. Amen. The authority comes with the sending.
Amen.
He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. So he authorized them and he sent them. Verse 6, it says, so they departed and went through the towns preaching the gospel and healing everywhere.
Amen.
So guess what? It worked.
Yes.
Guess what? It worked.
Yes.
It worked. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Now, let's go on to chapter 10. Of the book of Luke, verse 1, it says, after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also. Well, that kind of blows away the idea. Some people say, well, yeah, that was only the 12 apostles that could operate in that kind of authority and power. Well, no, it says here he appointed 70 others also. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. So he authorizes and he sends the 12, and then he says, that's not enough. Let's widen the scope of this. And so he calls 70 more, and he authorizes them, and he sends them out as well. All right? And then they report back. We'll skip all the way down to verse 17, but the same thing. They got the same results that the 12 got, which was the same results that Jesus was getting. And so the 70 report back to Jesus in Luke 10, 17. Then the 70 return with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. So they were so excited because they went out. They'd never done this before. They'd never had any of this authority before. They'd never attempted to relieve people of their suffering, the people that were tormented by demonic forces. They'd never attempted to try to relieve anybody. They just, up until that time, they just says, well, I feel sorry for you. I'll pray for you. But no, now they're authorized and they said, we're going to do something about this. We're going to relieve these people that are being tormented and that are suffering in this way. And they did. And they came back and they said, even the demons are subject to us in your name. Amen. They were laying hands on the sick in the name of Jesus, and the sick were being healed. The diseases were leaving. People that were tormented with demons were being set free by the work of these 70, and they came back with joy, and they reported to the Lord, and they said, even the demons are subject to us in your name.
Hallelujah.
So that was the key, in your name. Everybody say, in your name.
In your name.
Say, in his name.
In his name.
Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
That's where the authority is. That's where our authority lies. Our authority lies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The New Living Translation, it says, they joyfully reported to him, Lord, even the demons obey us when we use your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Even the demons obey us when we use your name. Hallelujah. Verse 18 of Luke 10. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Verse 19. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over how much of the power of the enemy? Over all of it. Over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. And when he says serpents and scorpions here, I believe he's speaking figuratively about demons and evil spirits, Satan and his forces, and it was what he's talking about. I believe you can claim protection from serpents and scorpions as well, but I believe he's talking speaking figuratively here, because he says, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I give you the authority. And they had exercised authority over demonic forces already. And so he said, Over serpents and scorpions there. So he's talking about demons and evil spirits. And over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Praise God. Praise God. All right. Let's keep going in this. So authority, that when Jesus spoke that to his disciples, he's speaking that to us. I hope you receive that and understand that. That Luke 10, 19 wasn't just for the 12 or just for the 70. And I want to show you in some other scripture we'll look at that it's for us as well.
Amen.
So this is Jesus speaking to us today, to the New Testament believer today. I give you the authority. I give you the authority.
Amen.
To trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Amen.
Amen. We need to understand our authority and we need to use it. I said we need to understand our authority and we need to use it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, a lot of stuff, we let a lot of stuff happen in our lives. We let Satan come in and steal, kill, and destroy because we don't understand our authority and we don't use it. Amen.
Amen.
So we have to understand and believe that we have authority.
Yes.
We have to believe that because everything in the kingdom of God works by faith. Our authority works by faith. It works by believing that we have that authority, understanding and believing that. Amen?
Amen?
And then we have to learn how to exercise that authority. We've been dropping hints in that already, talking about looking at how Jesus exercised authority. Well, the same way that he did is the way we will.
Amen.
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 And so the scope of authority that Jesus exercised and delegated, we never see it decreasing, but we see it increasing and expanding. Jesus didn't gather it back. Jesus didn't say, oh, well, that's enough. I'm going to gather this authority back now. I'm going to gather it back. He never did that. He delegated. He operated it himself, and then he authorized the 12, and then he authorized the 70. See, it's increasing.
Yes.
It's not decreasing.
Amen.
And then after the resurrection, he says this, Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority. Everybody say, all authority.
All authority.
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Look at verse 19 now. Go therefore. Go therefore. When you see the word therefore, you need to figure out what it's
there
for. What is the word therefore there for in this verse? The word therefore is a completion, is a, okay, now what, answer for verse 18. All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Now what? Go therefore. Go therefore. In the words, go therefore, Jesus was authorizing his disciples with the authority that had been given to him in heaven and earth. All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. Go therefore. And we did this. We operated in this authority this morning. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When we, and when, I don't know if you notice, but whenever I baptize each one, I would say, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of the church. We were operating under divine authority doing that.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus authorized that. Amen. And then the same way Jesus authorized us to have authority and power over demonic forces, over sickness, and over disease.
Amen.
In the same way.
Amen.
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 Mark chapter 16, verse 15. We'll wrap up with this today. And he said to them, go into all the world. This is Mark's account of this same, what we call the Great Commission. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe.
Oh, yeah.
These signs will follow who?
Those who believe.
So we have the 12, then we have the 70, and now Jesus just throws it wide open. He says, those who believe. These signs will follow those who believe. Those who believe. So if anyone will take this and believe it, believe this message of salvation and receive it, they become authorized just like the 12, just like the 70. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons.
Amen.
There it is. The very same authority that Jesus operated in, the very same authority that he delegated to the 12 and to the 70, he says, these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. All right, so number one, we have authority over demons. We have authority. Say, I have authority.
I have authority.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Over demons.
Over demons.
Amen. I like Brother Keith Moore wrote a song one time, demons are afraid of me. Hallelujah. Demons are afraid. You shouldn't be afraid of demons. They're afraid of you. If you know who you are, if you know you have the name of Jesus, they're afraid of you. Amen. In my name, they will cast out demons. So number one, in this scripture here, in this passage, Jesus authorizes us, gives us authority over demons. All right. And then the second thing he says is this. They will speak with new tongues. They will speak with new tongues. You know, some people say, well, that speaking in tongues, I don't know about that. That may be of the devil. Well, right here, Jesus is the one that authorized it.
That's right.
Jesus is the one that authorized it. Hey, we could do a whole message on that, but we won't take time on that today. But Jesus is the one who authorized us to speak with tongues.
Amen.
Praise God. And then the next thing he says, we go to 18. It says, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. Now, I think some groups have misinterpreted this to, and they use as a ritual or a part of their worship. I think there's still some churches that do this. I'm not planning on visiting any. But they bring out snakes. They'll say, we'll see if you're really spiritual, if you can handle this snake without it biting you. And I don't think that's what the Lord was talking about there. I think we have evidence for what he was talking about in Acts chapter 19, when the Apostle Paul, as he was traveling to carry the gospel, spread the message of Jesus, he was accidentally bitten. A viper fastened itself on his hand, and the Bible says he shook it off into the fire, and he suffered no harm. Amen. So it says they'll take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, that doesn't mean I think I'm going to drink this, you know, poison and see what it does to me and see if I can claim protection in Jesus' name. No, we're not talking about anybody doing that. In fact, when Satan told Jesus, hey, why don't you cast yourself off the pinnacle of the temple? For it's written, he'll give his angels charge over you. Jesus said, on the other hand, it's written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God.
Amen.
All right. So there's the balance in that. Here's the bottom line. Here's what we can claim. We have authority, and we can claim divine protection through the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. We can claim divine protection over our lives. Many other scriptures support that. Psalm 91, he'll give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. With long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen? So we can claim divine protection. And then he ends it with this. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. And Reed, if you would, come on back up. Praise God. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Praise God. Everybody say they will recover. They will recover. Praise God. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Now, the in my name, Jesus only uses that phrase at the beginning of this passage, but you could put that phrase in my name. It really fits with each phrase that he said. In my name, they'll cast out demons. In my name, they will speak with new tongues. In my name, they'll take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it by no means hurt them. And in my name, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Amen.
That's where our authority flows from. It flows from the name of Jesus. And next week, we'll talk about that. The Bible talks about in Philippians that God has given him, exalted him, and given him the name that's above every name.
Yeah.
At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Amen.
And every tongue confess.
Yes.
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You've been authorized.
Yes.
You've been given authority through the name.